You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras. This is the Rays edition. Tim McMaster, along with Bill Chastain, our MLB.com Rays reporter, and Jeff Nelson. And it's winter meetings here in Nashville. We're on the MLB.com couch. And I know for the Rays, when you think back a year ago to San Diego, Kevin Cash was hired basically this week, and he was thrown into the winter meetings. Now, a year later, with the year under his belt, how much more comfortable is Kevin Cash as the Rays manager?
Well, it is funny because last year when he was first introduced, he was introduced during a conference call. And, of course, a lot of us knew him because he had been a catcher for the Rays as well. But that was actually his first blast with the media, was coming out here or coming to San Diego and meeting them face-to-face in that setting. So it was kind of, I think he was kind of in awe of that a little bit. He seems a lot more comfortable. He's acknowledged that there's certain things he'd like to do better, but I think he really did well in his first year in the job, and I think he will do well going forward.
What was the toughest thing for him? Was it, how to work a bullpen, the starters, what was the toughest thing for Kevin going into that year that he you saw maybe that he needed to make an adjustment?
I think probably was dealing with the media, because he's not a guy, here's a guy who's following probably the most media-friendly guy in the majors, and Joe Maddon.
Right.
And, Joe's got a yuck every 5 minutes or quicker, his yuck meter. But, Kevin is, he's got a good sense of humor and he answers all the questions, but he gets it done and then moves on. And he is getting a little more comfortable with the media. And as far as on-game things, he has Tom Foley there to help him in-game decisions. And by the end of last year, he said the game was slowing down a little bit for him.
Ideally, I think for a manager in his first year, a key would be to get through the season and have most of your guys healthy. Well, that didn't happen. Talk about that and him dealing with the injuries that the Rays had to deal with. And he steered this team to an 80-82 record, which I think, considering what they dealt with, was much better than anybody could have hoped for.
I think it was overachieving, I think, when you look at it at the end of the year. Before they were even out of spring training, you'd already lost Drew Smyly and your number one starter, Alex Cobb. And anybody who forgets about Alex Cobb, he is special. So he had Tommy John surgery. They made some nice moves in the front office to bring in Erasmo Ramirez. Nathan Karn stepped up into the rotation, but the whole season was a plague of injuries. And for on-the-job training, that's about as rough as it gets. And then at the end of the year, you sit there and you go, wow, they won 80 games. You got to feel pretty good about where they're going forward from that.
Well, you look at this rotation, it could be probably one of the best rotations in the American League East. 1-5, even go further. Talk a little bit about how Matt Moore is coming back, and also maybe a little bit about Cobb, his progress.
Well, everything I know about Cobb, he's on schedule to come back from Tommy John surgery, probably in August. And, I don't remember if you had Tommy John or
no.
Not. Well, you got away.
Yeah, I got lucky.
But from most everything I've seen, it's very rare for a guy to come back and not have any bumps on the road. And, so you would anticipate that. So maybe he comes back and gives him some significant games in September, but who knows, based on what you saw Moore do this year. Moore came back in July this year, had a rough stretch,
right.
And they had a really tough decision to send him down because he'd done everything they wanted him to do. It was an agonizing decision, and they sent him down to let him kind of find himself at Durham. And when he came back up, he was more like the old Matt Moore. And, I think people forget how hard it is to be a major league pitcher and hit that little spot.
Right.
And I guess you're rediscovering your muscle memory and where to put the ball and what it feels
like. Just getting over that injury itself.
Well,
you feel something when you get hurt, and that's the biggest thing. It's not physical, it's all mental. Trying to figure out, okay, if I do this the way I felt when I had that problem, if I do it again, will I feel that again? So it's all getting over that initial injury. And trying to come back from that.
But once he came back up, he was
right.
Lights out, and he looked. I don't know if we'll ever see the Matt Moore again that we saw when he first came up.
Was 98.
Doing the easy 97 right. Gas. But I think he's back on the right road.
They have so much depth as far as pitching goes, and they already traded Nathan Karns to bring in some pieces and to fill some holes. There's still talk they could deal another starter. Do you see that happening? There was talk of Baez with Chicago and trying to get him. Is there a scenario where the Rays would part with another starter? Because we all know you can never have enough starting pitching.
Well, I think when you look at the Rays club in general, they've got a lot of great balance across the board. You look at the outfield, there's a lot of kids. You know, and you got Desmond coming back, and Desmond Jennings, and whether or not he's going to be healthy. But basically across the board, they've got depth. So, but there's not one guy, save for maybe Longoria, that really steps out at you as like that major impact player, or that guy in the lineup you got to really worry about is the opposing pitcher. So, not that they're not a steady bunch to go after another team's pitchers, but I think they would maybe consider trading one of those pitchers if they could get an impact bat like Baez projects to be. So that's the only way I think they're really going to, you know, risk going into their pitching depth again.
Well, you just mentioned some of those young players. You know, who out of this bunch, you just mentioned the outfield, that you feel, okay, they got their feet wet, that's really going to take off in 2016 and really make a big splash for the Rays?
Well, you know, you started this year with Kevin Kiermaier. And Kevin Kiermaier, the rub on him was always his offense. Mm-hmm. But he's such an athletic guy. You know, he did everything you can think of defensively, and right. He's a weapon out there. He thinks he's going to be better offensively this year. That's kind of scary. Now, you know, question mark is Desmond Jennings. Now, if Desmond can play, he's a, you know, really an offensive force. I think he could surprise a lot of people if he's healthy. If he can't, you've got Brandon Guyer, and you've got Mikey Matuk. And mm-hmm. Matuk was one of those guys who got the opportunity because Jennings went down, showed a lot of athleticism and some power. So I think he's certainly in the mix. And then, of course, you got Steven Souza Jr. in right field. And he's, you know, if he can stay healthy, we'd like to see what, you know, you'd like to see what his power would be like.
You mentioned Kevin Kiermaier, and he was here this week. He kind of made the rounds. He got an ML.
I saw the girls running through the.
And that's what it
I'd not, like to run his mug around for a couple
exactly.
of weeks, you know?
Not specifically that, but to that degree, he made the rounds. He won an award, the MLB Defensive Award. But is he the guy that, when you look at a team, you got to have great players, but you also have to have marketable players? Is he the guy? You have Longoria, he's been that guy. But could he be the next guy that the Rays can kind of be like, this is the face, literally the face of our franchise?
Nice face, right? I think he does kind of have that it factor. And the funny thing about him was, and I've written this so many times, but it's like when the first time we ever saw him was right before they played the one game playoff with Cleveland in, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
Right.
And they bring this guy up from the minor leagues, nobody's ever even heard of, to be a defensive weapon. And once you see him play, it's like, my gosh, you see this, and you see it every day. And the way I'm watching the game every day, you know, I've got the field like this in front of me from the press box, and you get used to certain ranges. And, you know, I mean, and I used to see this with B.J. Upton, too. His range was incredible. But you see, you know, it's like a video game what
right.
he covers out there. And he's throwing out guys on sacrifice flies and taking balls away, you know, from over the fence. The only thing you worry about is, you know, is he going to, that style of play, is it going to cause injuries in the future, particularly on Tropicana Field's turf?
Well, you mentioned, you know, the Rays maybe possibly overachieving last year. You look at this division, nobody really took off until the end, until the acquisition that Toronto made when they got Tulowitzki and also David Price. Everybody kind of hung in there and just waited for somebody to take off. Madden did such a wonderful job, or a great job, of competing and making these guys believe that they can win, and it didn't matter who they play, that they could beat them. You know, with Kevin Cash now, how does he get that group to feel the same way? And what do you think the Rays need to do to be able to compete and get up there in that top of the division again?
Well, I think that it's more the way the management, you know, stacks things up and the way they're brought up. They kind of feel that, and the fact that they'd had that success in the past. Obviously, Madden was a big part of building that, but I think they all feel like they were a part of that, and particularly in the starting pitchers, going back to like when James Shields was there,
right.
You know, getting that mentality to get those 200 innings, do the work it takes to go out there and get 200 innings. He passed that on to Price. Archer got 200 innings for the first time this year. And, you know, to sound like Reggie, you know, the starting pitching is the straw that serves the drink for
right.
the Rays. And, you know, if you got that blue collar, we got to get 200 innings mentality, you know how much, being in the bullpen, how much better it is when
oh,
you
exactly.
can pitch with matchups instead of having to fill innings. So,
right.
Bill Chastain, Jeff Nelson, thanks a lot. This has been the MLB.com Extras Rays Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.